All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text, or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Huayange Shachlach from the Intlaqetmuc Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show for you guys on this January 29th, 2026. Our subject is going to be on freedom of speech. We have some of our regular co-hosts with us in the house. We have our Lady Fahima.
Hello, everyone.
And we also have our guest host, Charlotte, and she runs the program called Call Me Negotiator.
Yeah, hello, everyone.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and also we'll have our brother Wegdesk from the Mi'kmaq people, a high diving champion of the world from the East Coast. And also my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC. He'll be joining us as well. And we also have a special feature, a speech from our great Dr. Akvan, international law lawyer from United Nations. He's world renowned, and he's going to give us an update on what's going on in the Middle East and just some good information. So we'd like to welcome our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Switzerland, from Spain, from Sweden, from Norway, from Italy, from Egypt, from Africa, from Ukraine, from Russia, from India, from Japan, from China, from New Zealand, from Australia, down South America and North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice, and just making this world a better, beautiful place in the universe the way it should be. And so we also have some great music coming up. We have some music from Grand Delusion, Cayuse, Brian Adams, Celine Dion, Kitty Daisy, and Lewis, if we have time. And so we're going to start off our program with some Grand Delusion. Blind Raven is the name of their song. And yes, enjoy, and we'll be right back.
Fantastic.
We'll be right back.
right, all right. That was Grand Delusion, and their song was called Blind Raven. So, yeah. On the line we have with us our brother Wegdesk, the high diving champion of the world from the East Coast, from the Mi'kmaq people. Welcome to the program, Wegdesk.
Thanks so much, Chief. It's an honor to be online with you guys, and I'm sending my love out to all the listeners to tuning in to Eagle Nation. It's always a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Beautiful, wonderful. We have our subject today, and it's on freedom of speech, but first we'd love to get this show started right, and we'd like to ask you to lead us through some deep breaths.
Great idea, Chief. Let's get ready for these deep breaths by relaxing our shoulders, relaxing our jaw, relaxing our belly. We really want to be relaxed and at ease so that this nutrients and these feelings can come into our body in a good way. And on the exhale, just let absolutely everything go. All right, let's do it. In through the nose in 3, 2, 1. Nice. One more of those all the way in. And big release. So good.
Ooh. Wow.
Oh, man. It always so feels so refreshing just to get that oxygen into our lungs, up to our up to our brains, into our bloodstreams, getting us all fired up and ready for our subject and our talk, our music and everything. So yes, we do have our subject, and it's on freedom of speech, and we'd love to hear some words from you on that.
Awesome, Chief. What a good topic, because a lot of our human rights seem to be on the chopping block on a daily occurrence. You know, whether that's your right to be free from orders, you know, just in general. I'm just thinking about the COVID vaccine mandates and how our human rights were just trampled like that, and how freedom of speech is another one that is constantly attacked. But what I do want to say about it is that if we are to shut somebody up who's going to say something offensive or dangerous, then we're no longer going to know that that person is thinking that stuff or is dangerous. So I think it's so important that we have freedom of speech so that people can be included in a dialogue that maybe they don't even know that they want to be a part of. Like, for example, if I was a racist, but I wasn't allowed to express that I was a racist, then I'd kind of be forced to be a closet racist that would just have to fester with my feelings, as opposed to if I am able to make a racist comment, then I can have my community come to me and say, hey, I noticed that you said that. Let's talk about it. And obviously, my racist comments are gonna, you know, be received in a bad way. So then I get feedback from my environment that tells me, oh, maybe I shouldn't be racist. So communication in general is always so important. And as humans, we're so blessed to have this ability to communicate and to do speech. And of course, that's got to remain free. Otherwise, it's just not going to do all the things that it can for us. So that's what I got to say about freedom of speech. I'm so grateful for it. And I hope you guys are too.
Absolutely. We sure are. Well, we really thank you for using your free voice and coming on and sharing us from time to time on some of the issues that you went through and struggled through. And for me, I would really like to acknowledge this radio program and station, especially the station, because it's a non-commercial radio station here at CJSF 90.1 FM. And station manager and Kanvar and Jesse and Nicole, these are some of the instrumental people here that keep this radio station going and providing all this wonderful information that we get to share with one another across the world in international listener audiences. And so we're very grateful, and we're very, in a way, we're also responsible. So we thank these people here that keep us going on the air and live. And it's just a special time that we're able to enjoy and share with our brothers and sisters all over the world. It doesn't matter where you are. You know, we all bleed and we all breathe and we all live in this world together. So it makes sense that we should connect with each other and share good positive energy. And thank you for joining us and sharing your words of wisdom.
Of course, it's always a pleasure to be here, rocking it out with Eagle Nation. Thanks to everybody in the studio and all the listeners around the world and in the universe out there. Keep those deep breaths going and stay focused on the positives, y'all.
Yes.
Bye for now.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks. Lots of love to you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people, high diving champion of the world. He's always got some beautiful energy that he brings with us, the deep breaths, some of the things that he talks about on our subjects are pretty awesome. So we're going to continue on with our program, and coming up next, we're going to be having the interview of or the speech of Dr. Akvan, the world-renowned international law lawyer for United Nations, very special individual. He's been to all the worst places from the late 80s all the way till now. He's been out to Bosnia. He's been to Cambodia. He's been to some Sri Lanka. Even Bangladesh in the last few years. So he's been to some really cruel and sad places, but he likes to bring information to us time to time, and it's very beautiful and special. So we're going to be playing his recent speech, but first we're going to play a song for him from Cayuse, and a very special song. I really enjoy it. It's a song called Gardena. And we'll be right back. Listen and enjoy, everybody. Thank you. that was Caius and their song Gardena, and it's kind of like a journey song, and it took us on a journey for some getting us ready for a very important speech on the situation of Iran in Persia. And this is a speech from Dr. Akvan, and we're going to play it now, and just listen, and let's have a listen.
Mr. President, High Commissioner, distinguished delegates, the people of Iran are living through a nightmare. Allow me to share the story of a family who spent 3 days searching for their son. He had left home to protest in the streets of Tehran, but never returned. In distress, his parents first searched the hospitals where many of the wounded have been abducted and killed. Having failed to find him, they went next to the notorious morgue in Kahrizak. They searched among countless bodies in black plastic bags, mutilated by bullet wounds, unceremoniously dumped on the floor like piles of garbage. Grieving families wanting to retrieve the bodies are told to pay exorbitant sums of money for the bullets used to kill their loved ones. Yet others are forced to sign confessions blaming imaginary terrorists for the murder of their children. Hope and horror were intertwined as the parents opened the black bags one by one. Their search was not in vain. They found their son still alive. He had miraculously survived severe bullet wounds, lying motionless inside the body bag for 3 days, pretending to be dead to avoid execution by a finishing shot to the head. Just imagine the relief that mother and father must have felt. But for most, there is no such miracle. The search ends in devastating grief. These are the scenes from hell confronting countless Iranians today. Mr. President, even against the blood-stained record of the Islamic Republic, extensively documented by the UN, the savagery of the past days is unprecedented. The authorities initially claimed that 5,000 had been killed, but reduced the figure to 3,000 2 days ago. This is a gross underestimate. 5 days ago, a report by medical doctors inside Iran put the number at 16,500 killed and 330,000 injured. The number increases each day because the killings haven't stopped. We may not know the exact number because of the internet blackout, but by any plausible estimate, this is the worst mass murder in the contemporary history of Iran. Our beautiful country has become a cemetery in which the hopes of our youth are buried. I began my career as a UN human rights officer here in Geneva in 1993 during the war in the former Yugoslavia. I went on to serve as a prosecutor at the International Criminal Tribunal in The Hague. I helped draft the indictment for the Srebrenica and genocide in which some 8,000 Bosnian Muslims were massacred during July of 1995. By comparison, at least twice that number has been killed in Iran in half the time. This is an extermination. And unlike Bosnia, there is no war between military forces. There is only a war by the Islamic Republic against unarmed youth crying for a better future. Mr. President, the Iranian people look to this council for justice. It is imperative to ensure that the International Independent Fact-Finding Mission has sufficient resources for its investigative function to preserve and collate the massive amounts of evidence to facilitate accountability. The Islamic Republic, of course, is not a party to the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. The Security Council should be asked to make a Chapter 7 referral even if it is unlikely to do so because of its cynical politics. We persist, however, in the hope that one day in the not too distant future, in a democratic Iran, those most responsible for these crimes against humanity will be prosecuted before an independent and impartial special court. We have no doubt that Iran too will have its Nuremberg moment. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, attempts to portray these protests among millions as a foreign conspiracy is an insult to the memory of those who have sacrificed their lives for freedom. The Iranian people are heir to a rich and ancient civilization. Theirs is the heritage of Cyrus the Great, the author of the first human rights declaration from 2,500 years ago, and the cuneiform alphabet of the clay cylinder that is today housed in the British Museum. Theirs is the poetry of Saadi of Shiraz, whose words adorn the UN headquarters in New York. Human beings are members of a whole, he reminds us, in creation of one essence and soul. Our collective pain and suffering has brought us ever closer together in a profound shared humanity. It has only increased our determination to put an end to this nightmare. Like our ancestors, we persist in the belief that in the end, light will triumph over the darkness. The day will come when we will dance in the streets and celebrate our freedom. And when that day comes, we will remember those who stood with us in our hour of need. Thank you.
Wow.
Amazing.
That was so powerful. When I first heard it, man, it was just like, oh, man. It just sends shivers down your spine. It opens your ears. It opens your mind. It opens your hearts to, you know, the suffering that goes around the world. And you know, we're here and we're safe and we're enjoying a lot of freedoms and things that all human beings should enjoy and have for their entire lives. So I really want to acknowledge Dr. Akvan for his special speech and just all the